91X News.
It's 20 degrees and mainly sunny. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X News. One man is seriously injured after a shooting at a Bayside residence in Quinte West on Highway 2 yesterday afternoon. A suspect ran away but was later arrested. He now faces attempted murder and firearms charges. No names have been released. Police are saying the victim was known to the alleged shooter. More details are expected later today on the shooting from Quinte West OPP. A Coburg woman faces a number of charges from last Friday night. 45-year-old Charlene Bell was driving on Highway 45 in Baltimore when she somehow left the road, hit a mailbox, and crashed into a house. Bell ran away from the scene and tried to flag down a taxi, only to jump in front of it and nearly get run over. Bell is charged with failing to give a breath sample, not reporting a collision, and not staying at the crash scene. She has her license suspended for 90 days, and her car is impounded for a week. Her court date is set for April the 4th in Coburg. A union says Air Canada caused the problems that forced aircraft maintenance firm Avis to file for bankruptcy protection. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers wants the federal government to intervene and save about 1,800 jobs. The union says Air Canada sent its heavy aircraft maintenance business to other providers, violating the act that privatized Air Canada. The president of Fanshawe College in London, Ontario, says 8 students have been suspended after a weekend riot near the college. Howard Rundles told a news conference the college will cooperate with police to identify those responsible.
Beginning today, we will have a secure email account where students can provide information and video. I also understand that students themselves have created a Facebook page, among other things, and we will cooperate fully with the police in exchanging that information.
11 people, including 7 Fanshawe students, have been arrested, and police expect to bring in many more as they go through video and witness statements. An abandoned baby is recovering after being found lying on the ground in Portage la Prairie, Manitoba. RCMP Corporal Miles Haber says the 7-month-old baby was found by a passerby early Saturday morning in some leaves beside the steps of a school.
Basically in the wide open just next to the stairs, yeah, and luckily, this gentleman did find her and prevented a real tragedy.
Haber says police found an intoxicated woman nearby. A 28-year-old woman is facing charges of abandoning a child and failing to provide the necessities of life. A Winnipeg judge says allowing cameras to broadcast the sentencing of former hockey coach Graham James for sexual abuse could violate his privacy. Judge Catherine Carlson has denied a media application to set up 2 live TV cameras for tomorrow's hearing. James pleaded guilty in December to repeated sexual assaults on former junior players Theo Fleury and Todd Holt. Although they both have been chosen to be named, the judge says she also has a duty to protect them while they are in her courtroom. That's 91X News to 403. Here's Keenan Weaver with sports.
In sports, the Belleville Bulls are preparing for the first round of playoffs Thursday when they face off against the Ottawa 67s. They finished off the regular season game strong with 3 wins in the last week against the Oshawa Generals, Kingston Frontenacs, and most recently the Sudbury Wolves 2-0 last night. In the Empire B League, the champions, the Campbellford Rebels, are waiting on results from the Central Hockey League to find out who they play in the quarterfinals of the Schmaltz Cup. The Rebels defeated the Picton Pirates 6-1 last Monday to earn them a spot in the tournament. In NFL news, ESPN is reporting that Peyton Manning is negotiating to sign a deal with the Denver. ESPN's Chris Mortensen says the deal is all but done for Manning to join the Broncos.
Peyton Manning is going to be the next quarterback of the Denver Broncos. Now, there's not a contract that's finalized, but he's instructed his agent, Tom Condon, to commence the intense part of negotiations.
Manning became a free agent when the Indianapolis Colts released him March 7th after the quarterback missed all of last season because of multiple neck surgeries. Friends, family, and teammates have gathered at a Toronto church to pay tribute to Canadian freestyle skier Nick Zorichik. Zorichik died earlier this month after crashing into a World Cup ski cross event in Switzerland. Members of the entire Canadian ski cross team are among those attending today's funeral. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. Well, that's all for sports. Here's Jose DeBarros with 91x weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud. A high of 19, except 13 degrees near Lake Ontario. Tonight, a few clouds. Fog patches developing overnight and a low of 8 degrees. And Tuesday, increasing cloudiness early in the morning. Fog patches dissipating in the morning. A high of 20 degrees, except it will be 14 near Lake Ontario. It's 20 degrees. I'm Jose DeBarros with Keenan Weaver. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5 o'clock.